All right, so today we're diving into something pretty interesting.
Yeah.
Jennifer Garner and
Oh,
kind of
wow.
how she reconnected with her Christian faith.
Right.
And there was this movie, Miracles from Heaven,
Oh, yeah.
which really seemed to play a role in that.
Wow.
You know, you sent me this article from Christian Culture News that just kind of lays it all out. It's a fascinating look at how, you know, her upbringing, kind of this period of change in her life, and then this film all kind of came together and
Yeah.
sparked this whole thing.
And for you, the learner, the thing.
I think this is going to be a really cool deep dive
Yeah.
into how personal experiences and our core beliefs can sometimes get so intertwined
Yeah.
in ways that we might not expect.
Absolutely.
And you know how even something like working on a film can be this catalyst for personal growth.
Yeah. So let's start at the beginning, like the article does.
Oi.
Jennifer Garner's connection to Christian faith, it goes way back. She was born in Houston in 72.
And her family, you know, Christian faith was a huge part of their lives.
It's so interesting to think about that,
Yeah.
how strong that early influence can be.
Absolutely.
Like growing up in West Virginia, going to church every Sunday,
Right.
it wasn't just a routine.
It is everything.
It was family.
Yeah.
It was their life.
Yeah.
That consistent involvement must have built such a strong foundation for her
Right.
spiritually, a
Oh,
real
yeah.
sense of community.
Yeah.
And it probably instilled those values, compassion, generosity, all those things that we associate with Christianity.
Absolutely. And the article really emphasizes that those weren't just abstract ideas.
Right.
It talks about how she found real comfort and support from her church community,
Yeah.
especially during tough
It's like
times.
a bedrock.
Yeah, it does feel like that, you know,
Yeah.
that no matter what life throws at her,
Right.
she has that
That's
to
the
fall
thing.
back on.
Yeah. And it makes you think how those early experiences, even if they seem to fade later on, they probably stay with us
Totally.
on some level.
Yeah.
It really highlights how important those formative years are,
Yeah.
in shaping our moral compass.
Yeah.
Even when life takes us in different directions, those values, those experiences, they often remain
Yeah.
as this kind of reference point.
Right. And the article touches on this idea that, you know, Hollywood's a unique environment.
Right.
It's got its own pressures and its own kind of way of doing things.
Totally.
And so that early grounding that she had must have played a part
I'm sure.
in how she navigated all of that.
For sure.
But as we know, life often leads us away from our established routines.
Yeah, that's true.
And for Jennifer Garner, as she moved into adulthood and her acting career took off,
Yeah.
she did start to drift away from that regular church attendance.
That's a common experience for so many people.
Absolutely.
The demands of a career, especially one like hers,
Oh,
it
yeah.
can make it hard to stay connected
For sure.
to your religious practices.
What?
You've got crazy hours, travel,
Right.
the sheer amount of time it takes, it can be really tough.
To make it to services or to be involved in the community.
Right.
And the article points this out, and it makes sense.
Yeah.
You know, over time, that consistency would just naturally decrease.
Yeah.
And it wasn't just her career. The article also talks about some personal challenges, marriage, divorce.
Right.
Those also seem to influence her relationship with her faith.
It suggests that these events might have made her feel disconnected
Yeah.
from those childhood routines
Right.
that once gave her so much comfort.
And this brings up something really interesting
What's that?
about how our spiritual journeys, they kind of ebb and flow with our lives
It's true.
during big life changes,
Yeah,
good or bad.
right.
Our connection to our faith can shift.
It can.
There can be distance, you know? Or maybe we struggle to find that same connection
Yeah.
in the routines that we used to have.
It really shows how connected our spiritual lives are
Yeah.
to our human experience.
Yeah, and so that brings us to this really important point.
Okay.
The 2016 film Miracles from Heaven.
Right.
The article really highlights this movie as a turning point
Wow.
for her journey back to her faith.
Okay.
For those who haven't seen it,
Yeah.
it's based on a true story about a young girl with a rare digestive disorder
Right.
and her unbelievable recovery.
Wow.
And Jennifer Garner played Christy Beam, the girl's mother.
It's amazing how art can sometimes act like a mirror,
Yeah.
reflecting our own lives back to us and
Right.
even influencing us
Totally.
by taking on this role as Christy Beam.
Yeah.
Garner really immersed herself
Yeah.
in a story that's all about love,
Right.
faith,
Right.
the power of belief,
Yeah.
especially in the face of huge challenges.
Right.
The film also digs into that complex relationship between science and faith. It asks questions about the nature of miracles and the resilience that hope can give us during tough times.
And the article really makes it clear that this was more than just another acting job for her.
Yeah.
It really made her think about her own Christian faith in a new way.
I see.
She's talked about how filming the movie actually had a personal impact on her.
Wow.
And it was a catalyst for her to come back to her faith.
So by playing Christy, she was constantly engaging with these ideas of faith and resilience.
Yeah.
And the story itself, you know, it emphasizes the possibility of divine intervention.
Right.
Which seems to have really resonated with her own beliefs.
Mm-hmm.
The article suggests that it pushed her to be more active.
Yeah.
In her faith.
Yeah.
Making the film a personal turning point.
Yeah. More than just a professional one.
Exactly.
And the film itself really dives into these themes.
Okay.
In a powerful way.
Yeah.
It weaves together faith, hope,
uh-huh.
and the idea of miracles.
It's not just theoretical. It shows faith as a real force.
Yes.
In the characters' lives.
Yeah.
Affecting their actions.
Yeah.
And how they respond to these challenges.
Right. And what's so compelling about how the film portrays faith.
Yeah.
Is that it's not just about passively accepting a set of beliefs.
Right.
It's about actively engaging with life's difficulties.
Yeah.
Jennifer Garner's character, Christy, she really embodies that struggle and then that eventual sense of being uplifted.
Right.
That faith can bring.
Yeah.
When you're facing unimaginable things.
Like her daughter's illness.
Exactly.
It really makes you think about faith's role in your own life.
Yeah.
Especially during those hard times.
Absolutely. And our article specifically mentions Christy's unwavering hope throughout the film.
Yeah.
And it highlights how faith can be this incredible source of resilience and comfort.
It's like even when things are at their worst.
Yeah.
That belief
gives
you the strength.
You keep going.
Yeah, that's a crucial point. In the face of adversity, faith acts like an anchor.
Yeah.
It's not about having all the answers.
Right.
It's about trusting in something bigger than yourself.
Yeah.
Which can be so comforting and give you that strength to carry on.
Yeah. And the article brings in Jennifer Garner's own words about faith.
Okay.
It references her appearance on Good Morning Texas.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently working on miracles from heaven really did make her think more deeply about her own beliefs.
This is where we see the personal impact becoming really clear.
Mm-hmm.
She said herself that the film started this process of of thinking about her faith.
Yeah.
She talked about the transformative power of faith.
Right.
How she saw it in the story she was portraying.
Yeah.
And how it offers comfort and hope when life gets tough.
And playing a mother dealing with such a serious illness,
right?
That seems to have really resonated with her.
Absolutely.
The article suggests that it made her think about how what we believe shapes how we deal with tough times in our own lives.
It must have been such a powerful experience.
Yeah.
Stepping into that role and seeing how Christy Beam used her faith to get through that crisis.
Yeah.
It would make anyone think about their own spiritual resources.
For sure.
And how their beliefs would help them in similar situations.
Right. It went beyond acting.
Yeah.
It became a personal exploration of faith in action.
It's so powerful.
Yeah. The article makes it clear that being in the film wasn't just a job for her.
Right.
It was a catalyst for her
to
re-examine her own faith and values.
It shows the power of stories.
It does.
When we really connect with them, especially stories about faith and suffering.
Yeah.
They could open us up.
Yeah.
To personal reflection and growth.
Yeah.
In ways we might not expect.
And following this, the article talks about Jennifer Garner reconnecting with her church community.
Okay.
It seems that playing Christy Beam,
who
really relied on her faith and her community for support.
Right.
That really inspired Garner to think about the importance of that connection in her own life.
It's like a natural progression.
Uh-huh.
The film emphasizes not just individual faith,
right,
but the importance of a supportive community when you're going through tough times.
Yeah.
So it makes sense that after being so involved in that story, she would want to rekindle those connections.
Yeah. And the article says she actively looked for ways to get back involved with her church after filming.
That's great.
And it wasn't just about going to services.
Yeah.
She started going more often.
Right.
Which helped her to rebuild relationships that maybe had faded a little over time.
Makes sense.
And she also started participating in community events,
Uh-huh.
which seems like it was key to making new friends and strengthening old friendships within the church.
That active participation is so important for really connecting with a community. It's not just about showing up, right? It's about really engaging with the people, sharing experiences, building those relationships.
And the article really points out how this reaffirmed for her that the church community is a true support system.
Absolutely.
Embodying those values of love, empathy, compassion.
Right.
All things that were at the heart of the film's message.
Exactly.
The article goes on to say that this renewed involvement in her church has given her spiritual nourishment and encouraged her to explore her faith even more deeply.
Yeah. And it talks about how sharing her experiences with other church members has been really inspiring for her.
It really underscores the idea that faith is often best when it's shared.
That shared experience is so important.
Yeah.
You know, faith can be a personal journey, but having a community that shares those beliefs with you, it gives you a sense of belonging, encouragement, and support. And it's often in those moments of worship and service and just being together that faith can grow and become more meaningful.
Absolutely. And then the article broadens things out a bit.
Okay.
And talks about the importance of spirituality in daily life.
Okay.
It points out that spirituality can give us meaning, purpose.
Right.
And that crucial resilience we need to face challenges.
And it links that back to Garner's role in the film.
It does.
Showing how faith can be a guiding light.
Yes.
When we're overcoming adversity.
Yeah. It's a wider view of spirituality that I think is really valuable.
It is.
It goes beyond just formal religious practice.
Right.
And it's about feeling connected to something larger than ourselves.
Right.
And about finding meaning and purpose.
Yeah. The article points out how Garner's character really demonstrates the strength that faith can give you during difficult times.
It also mentions spiritual practices.
Okay.
Like meditation, prayer, reflection, and how those can really benefit our mental well-being.
Right.
And give us a sense of comfort and stability.
Especially when things are uncertain.
Yeah. Those practices are like taking care of our inner selves.
They are.
They give us those moments of stillness and connection
that
can be so grounding.
Yeah.
Especially in our busy world.
It's easy to get overwhelmed.
Yeah. And the article highlights how those practices can help us to be more grateful, more compassionate, and feel more connected to others.
Right.
All things that are good for us.
Absolutely.
And when we do feel uncertain, the article suggests that spirituality can provide some clarity and direction. It can help us focus on our values and our connections with others.
It's about building those inner resources
that
we can draw on when things get tough.
Yeah.
That feeling of being connected to a higher purpose.
Right.
Or to values that really matter to you.
Yeah.
It can be so powerful. And help us get through difficult times with more strength.
Yeah.
And a better perspective.
And the article makes a really important point.
What's that?
That spirituality isn't just about religious beliefs. It can also be about our connection to nature, our relationships with other people, and our own journey of personal growth.
It's a much bigger idea.
It is.
Than just religion.
Yeah.
Spirituality is such a personal thing.
Yeah.
So many different facets.
Yeah.
And while it's often expressed through religion, it can also show up in other ways, like the awe we feel in nature, the love we share with loved ones, or just our own individual search for meaning.
And finally, before we get to the article's conclusion, it talks about how Jennifer Garner's rekindled faith has impacted her family life.
Okay.
It emphasizes how this journey has influenced her as a mother.
This is a really beautiful part of the story.
Yeah.
Her personal journey back to faith.
Yeah.
Has naturally flowed into her parenting.
Yeah.
The article talks about her focus on instilling strong values of faith and spirituality in her children.
Right.
And she's using her own upbringing as a guide.
And she's not just talking about it. She's showing them what it means.
Through her actions.
Yeah.
That kind of modeling is so powerful for kids.
I love theirs.
It shapes their understanding of faith and values.
The article mentions that she shares faith-based experiences with them and encourages open discussions about religion and spirituality as a family.
She's making faith a real part of their lives,
whether
it's going to church or just expressing gratitude.
Right.
She's giving them a lived experience of faith.
Yeah. And the article also points out that she emphasizes those lessons that come from her faith.
Yeah.
Compassion, kindness, resilience, seeing them as crucial for her children's development.
She's trying to create a nurturing environment where they feel equipped to face challenges with confidence and hope.
It speaks to the idea of faith being a guiding principle for the whole family.
Yeah, by bringing spirituality into their lives. She's not just potentially strengthening their own beliefs, but also building a deeper connection and shared values within the family.
So to sum it up, the Christian Culture News article concludes by emphasizing that miracles from heaven was a major factor in Jennifer Garner's renewed relationship with her faith.
It reiterates how the themes of the film, hope, divine intervention, the connection between science and spirituality, really struck a chord with her.
Yeah, it allowed her to re-examine those beliefs and values that she holds dear.
And it seems to have made her realize the importance of both personal faith and the support of a community when you're facing tough times.
And it reminds us that the Beam family's story is a powerful example of how faith can give us solace and strength.
Right, when we're facing huge challenges.
The emotional depth of that story really prompted Garner to reflect on her own journey.
That immersive experience of playing that role seems to have been so important by stepping into Christie's shoes and going through that intense journey with her.
Yeah.
It created space for her to look inward and experience a spiritual reawakening.
It's a great reminder that art like this film can really affect us emotionally.
It can.
And make us think about those big questions in life.
The big questions.
Yeah, suffering, redemption, even miracles.
It shows how creative work can sometimes lead to huge personal transformations.
It does.
And it highlights that faith isn't static.
Yeah.
Can change and grow based on our experiences, our reflections, and even the art we encounter.
So for you, the learner, the key takeaway from this deep dive into Jennifer Garner's journey is how those early life experiences, those big life changes.
Right.
And even professional projects like acting in Miracles from Heaven can all have a profound impact and reshape our spiritual paths.
It really does.
And it shows us that reconnecting with faith and with a community can provide so much strength and meaning.
It can.
Especially when we're facing those inevitable challenges that life throws our way.
And on that note, thinking about Jennifer Garner's experience, it raises a really interesting question for you.
Yeah.
What are some of those unexpected moments or experiences in your own life that have shaped your beliefs or values?
Yeah.
Maybe in ways you hadn't fully realized before.
Yeah.
This deep dive really encourages you to think about those subtle but powerful forces that shape your own unique journey.
That's a great question to ponder.
It is.
Thanks for joining us for this deep dive.
Yeah, this was a good one.
Into Jennifer Garner's journey back to her faith.
Very interesting.
And the role that Miracles from Heaven played in that.
Definitely.
We'll see you next time.
See you later.